Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
exciting
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're in line at the supermarket, hanging out at the beach, or even
taking a nice warm cup of coffee.
Do you take a cup of coffee or do you have a cup of coffee?
It's because we're with Andrea. It's British people. Don't you guys take coffee? Don't you guys take tea?
Not really, no. I think it's more of a Spanish thing.
Yeah, Spanish or Portuguese, yeah. Maybe. Maybe it's your Portuguese influence. So anyway, today you're listening to a podcast. We are really excited because the three of us absolutely love listening to podcasts. They're fun and they're convenient, and it's a great way to be learning all the time. So we have 7 different ways that podcasts will help to transform not only your English, but also your life. So we're going to jump into this topic, but before we do, we have a shout out to a really great real life listener out there. So Justin, who are we shouting out today?
So this is a shout out to Bayan NYC from the United States. So I'm assuming it's New York City. So it's a 5-star review from Apple Podcasts. And the title is, "Guys, your podcast is awesome." And the review is, "I should have written the review right after I listened to you for the first time, and I'm sorry for being such a lazy ass and not doing it. I listen to you every morning when jogging. I noticed that already after a month, my listening comprehension skills have improved a lot. I appreciate what you're doing and want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I wish I could put 6 stars, but only 5 is possible."
Oh yeah, thanks so much, Bayan, if that is your real name. And if not, we hope that you will hear this and know that we really appreciate you taking the time, getting off your lazy ass and writing us a 5-star review. What does that mean if you're a lazy ass, Justin?
To be a lazy ass, by the way, I wrote an article about this. I think I'm the authority on the word ass, just because of the guide I wrote. But to be a lazy ass means to just be lazy, right? I can't say, Ethan, you're a lazy, right? Because there's no noun for that, ultimately. I can call you a lazy man, but ultimately you're a lazy ass.
Mm-hmm. You could also say you're a dumbass, meaning that'd be a pretty strong insult. But
but we could also say, we can use lazy ass in a different way, as a by adding ass on the end of lazy. You can add ass on the end of anything. So you can say, you know, he's a fast ass English speaker, or he's a lazy ass worker, for example.
So if you want to learn a lot more about the word ass, maybe we'll do another podcast all about this topic. But for now, definitely go check out the show notes for this podcast, which will be at reallifeglobal.com/podcasts-transform. And we will link that in the show notes. And also, if you want us to shout you out just like Bayan, all you have to do is head over to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to us and leave us a 5-star review. And maybe we'll even shout you out on our next podcast.
And I'll just say, like, don't wait, you know, like Bayan. It took Bayan many, many time, a long time to give us that shout out. You can do it the first time when we have impacted you with this podcast. You can go over there and do that really nice thing for us.
Yeah, don't be a lazy ass. Go leave us a 5-star review. And that said, let's roll into today's quote. So, Andrea, do you want to share this lovely quote with our audience?
Of course. So today's quote is by Jillian Michaels, and it goes like this. "It's not about perfect, it's about effort. And when you bring that effort every single day, that's where transformation happens. That's how change occurs." So that's a great quote and very fitting for today's podcast, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I chose it, and I chose it because ultimately podcasts are a great way to really build consistent habits. So it's not about being perfect. It's about the effort. It's about showing up every day. It's about putting in your reps. Mr. V, what does putting in your reps mean?
That's when you are working out, for example. A rep is like one repetition of an exercise. And with English learning, I guess putting in your reps, maybe you can be doing something that's building some different exercises to build your English.
Yeah, a lot of people think that really to speak English, you need to speak perfectly. Someday when my English is perfect, I'm going to open my mouth and start having conversations. And they believe the same thing about listening. Oftentimes, if you don't understand everything, people don't feel comfortable listening because they feel like they need to understand everything. But really, it's just about showing up every day, putting in the reps. You start building that listening comprehension. You make it a habit. You warm your brain up. It gets easier and easier over time. And your listening comprehension, it will go from understanding 50% to 60%, 70, 80, until you're in the 90s and you're understanding fast speaking natives without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles.
I think you've stole that.
Where's that from?
That's from our Learning Show TV channel. That's exactly what we help you to do there. So if you want to be able to watch your favorite series, movies, listen to podcasts without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles, then you'll definitely want to go check that out, which we will also link in the show notes. But for now, we're going to not be perfectionists, but we're going to see how podcasts can transform your English and also your life. So start out, we kind of say this at the beginning of every podcast, that the first thing is that they make learning English fun and natural. You know, whether this is our podcast that you're listening to because you want to learn English with us and improve your English, but another really great way to do this and a way that can be really fun or informative, inspiring, maybe even mind-blowing, is by listening to podcasts where the native language is English. So it's not necessarily for you to learn English, but you'll be improving your English while you're learning about other things.
Yeah, I think that I completely agree. And I think that, you know, it's all about immersing yourself in the language, and podcasts are such a great way to do that. So if you live in a country where you don't have a community of English learners or speakers, it's a great way to immerse yourself in the language and just to practice listening a lot more, because it's such a great way to progress and to improve in your language learning.
Yeah, I've always thought of it as like the next best thing to like studying abroad is if you just have your headphones in all the time. When you're going somewhere, you're going to an appointment, you're going to work, you're, you know, in traffic, you're at the grocery store, if you always have your headphones in, listening to podcasts in English or whatever language you're learning, it's like you're kind of taking that study abroad experience and like bringing it, you know, to your hometown.
We've often called this lifestyle English or lifestyle immersion because you're using technology to just fill your life with language. Ultimately, you're multitasking and you're making it fun. So I think making it fun is really important too, because it's much easier to build a habit when you're looking forward to it. Like, for example, there are podcasts that I listen to every morning, and it's like I look forward to running, to going out for a run, even though running is kind of painful sometimes and maybe I don't really want to get my lazy ass out of bed. But if there's a good podcast, it's going to be a good ass podcast that I'm really going to enjoy. And I'm going to be very motivated to get out of bed and listen to it.
That's true. I think that's kind of the same for anything. Like, I had to go downtown. Actually, Andrea and I were working a bit this morning, and even like going on the subway, usually that's something that's like, you know, having to take public transportation or, you know, having to take the time to like go somewhere else. But you can make it such a delightful experience when you're actually listening to something that's super interesting. So maybe it's not necessarily always going to be something that's going to make you laugh or something like that, but maybe it's related to things that you're just really interested in.
Yeah, and it's a great way to expand your vocabulary on different topics as well. So there's so many different podcasts out there, and you can choose different topics that you are interested in. And that way you get to learn a little bit more or pick up vocabulary about topics that interest you.
And maybe we're preaching in the choir here, you guys. Preaching to the choir, what does that mean?
So preaching to the choir kind of comes from the church, I suppose, doesn't it? Because that's where you would have a preacher and a choir as well. So it's kind of like you're kind of telling your audience what to do.
And they're already doing it. They already believe you, right? You don't need to tell them. You don't need to convince them. And you guys, dear real life listeners, you already listened to our podcast. Maybe some of you guys are new, whatever. Hopefully we're bringing in more new people, and hopefully this can inspire more people. But really, making it fun and natural is about motivating people, ultimately creating lessons that people are just feel naturally aligned about. They feel naturally like they're able to do it, like they want to do it. And also podcasts, not just this lesson, but other podcasts, you can find podcasts on a multitude of topics. And so you can really find something that's natural to you. Something, it could be something that you're studying, something that you're interested in already, something that you normally do, but you can just actually do it in English instead of doing it in your native language.
Mm-hmm. I think like such a big thing there too is like you said, preaching to the choir, because like a lot of people here, you're listening to a podcast right now. So maybe listening to podcasts isn't so new to you. Maybe you're doing this to learn English, but maybe not all of you out there are actually taking advantage of the majority of podcasts being in English and like actually listening to something that's not for English learning, but for something that's connected to your other interests. So, and this can also be like a really great way. I used to always recommend to my students, you know, either for things that they're interested in or things related to their work, to find some podcast about that, because it's such a great way to build like the vocabulary and the language that you need for your kind of personal needs in your life. So I think we definitely have talked a lot about this first one. We have six other ones to talk about. So let's move on to number two. What's number two, Andrea?
So number two is that they make learning convenient. So listening to podcasts is really convenient because it allows you to multitask. So while you're doing your everyday chores, or like you said, Ethan, when you're traveling on public transport, going from one place to another, it's a really great opportunity to kill two birds with one stone and listen to a podcast at the same time.
Totally. And what does it mean to kill two birds with one stone?
I think we may have mentioned this expression once before. So it's like getting two things done in the same time that it would take you to do one thing. So you're maximizing your time, making extra use of it.
Yeah, and this is what we were discussing earlier, doing boring things. So for example, like I'm really good at washing dishes when I have a good podcast to listen to.
Yeah, you could even look forward to washing the dishes because you can listen to the podcast while you do it.
Exactly. And sometimes it even keeps me from sleeping because I'll like stay up listening to the podcast when I should be sleeping. So that's the negative side of the podcast. That's the next episode, actually, the dark side of podcasts.
You have to go to like Podcasters Anonymous or something like that, right? For your addiction.
But this actually, I think a lot of people spend a lot of time in transit. I think the maybe not now as much as before because of the pandemic. But in general, people need to take the subway, they need to take the bus, they need to drive a long ways, and it can be kind of annoying. It can give people road rage.
What's road rage?
Road rage. I'm going to pass this to Miss V, Miss Vocabulary there.
Road rage is when you're traveling, usually when you're driving on the road and you get really angry. So that could be swearing or shouting at another driver or even beeping. I don't know if you guys use beeping or if you say something else when you use the horn.
Honk.
Honk, that's it.
You can say beep.
Yeah, honking the horn.
Okay, yeah, we say beeping more. Yeah, so then you'll get really, really angry and frustrated and kind of take it out on the road or other drivers and things like that.
Take it out? What does that mean?
When take it out on someone is when you basically you're expressing your emotion and your frustration in the direction of one thing or one person.
Mm-hmm. So dear listener, if anybody annoys you on the road, if you have some badass drivers, not badass actually, like horrible ass drivers.
What's the difference between horrible ass and badass? Why can you not say badass drivers in this context?
Badass is something that is very positive. Like Ethan is a badass host, right? It's not bad, but you can say he's a terrible ass driver, right?
Exactly.
And that's negative.
So let's jump into the reason number three, or the third way. And what is that, Justin?
Listening is the foundation for true fluency.
So basically, what does that mean, that listening is the foundation for true fluency, Andrea?
So really, to become fluent in language, you need to listen as much as possible. Especially in the beginning, it's even more important than speaking, because that way you will pick up lots of vocabulary. You don't need to understand every single word that's being spoken. You just need to understand the context or get the gist of something, and you can still enjoy listening to podcasts that way.
Let me stop you there. What does gist mean? The gist?
To get the gist.
Yeah, to get the gist of something is, you know, just to get the meaning, the main meaning of it. You don't need to understand everything fully.
Like the general idea, right?
Exactly, yeah.
It's kind of like we were saying with that quote, connects in perfectly here, because I think so many people, in the same way as Justin was saying, that you don't want to watch that TV series or listen to that podcast or whatever until you feel like, oh, I'll be able to understand everything, every word. But like something that people don't tend to realize is even when you're watching something in your own language, a lot of times you won't necessarily get every single word. But the thing is, like, you've logged so many hours listening to your own language that even if there's like a word that you don't recognize, or, you know, the person's mumbling and you didn't catch one of the things they said, from the context, you can kind of intuit the whole meaning. So, you know, the same thing can happen with your English. At first, of course, it's going to be more uncomfortable than when you're listening to something in your native language, because you don't have the same amount of hours logged, the same amount of experience. But kind of as you start to get more experience in everything, and especially if you can use like different tools, for example, our YouTube channel, Learning English with TV series, I think can help people a lot in doing this, because we have a methodology that helps to kind of give you the foundation for this. But even if you're kind of doing it on your own, if you're patient and everything, then eventually you're going to see over time that you're just getting better and better and things just start to become more clear.
It's really amazing, because you'll find that when you do go out into the real world and you maybe start to have a conversation with someone, or you go to the supermarket and you just have these kind of little interactions, sometimes you'll find that words come to you and you'll forget or not realize where it has come from. And it's probably largely down to the things that you've been listening to and immersing yourself in the language. And, you know, somewhere there in your brain, it's picked it up and it's stored it. And then you actually start using it as well.
You could take it to the next level, actually. Like, as you're listening right now, you could be taking notes, or you can go to the show notes, or even like our native immersion course. We structure everything there for you to make it easier for you to study with spaced repetition and flashcards. So the deliberate part is important too. We're not saying that, but definitely listening constantly. You don't need to study everything that you're going to listen. It's good to take some of the stuff that you're listening, some of the passive practice, and make that more active if you can. But definitely fluency has a huge base on just listening. Like that child, that baby, who before they speak, how long have they been there just like listening? Just like putting the words together, connecting the dots, really to the point where they can actually utter their first words. It's been happening for a long time.
Mm-hmm. You said connect the dots?
Connect the dots is when you take dispersed ideas and then you make sense out of them. So you might say, like, you know, three different things happen that are kind of alone, they're kind of separate. But then when you connect the dots, you realize that they're all related, and you form the idea of what's really happening.
Mm-hmm. This comes from like activity that children do sometimes. Like, I remember when I was a kid, a lot of restaurant menus for children, they would have like these on them. And it's kind of thing where you have to connect these dots in order, and then it becomes clear that it's a picture of something. So it's kind of very similar to that, you know, that you have all these different dots. And like at first, when you're listening to something, maybe when you first start out, it'll just seem like this jumble that you can't understand. You don't really know what it is. But if instead of getting frustrated, you're more curious about it, you're more like, you know, passionate about kind of starting to understand little by little, starting to be able to pick out more words, more sentences, and more overall meaning, then, you know, eventually over time, you're going to see that kind of the fruits of your labor have started to pay off.
And you can take notes of what you're not understanding too. And just taking notes, then you understand that the gap is there, that you need to fill that in. You need to research it.
Or like a really great tool, I think, too, if you're listening to this, at least I know I use Apple Podcasts, is you can actually like slow it down if you need to. You can do like 0.5 speed. Or if you're listening to our podcast and you're like, you know, Real Life English Podcast, way too easy. Those guys speak like teachers. It's like, then take your listening to the next level by putting it up to 1.25 or 1.5 speed.
One final point on this topic before we move to the next one is just speaking versus listening. There's this idea that really you need to speak with native speakers to get fluent, to improve your speaking. Ultimately, podcasts are really important because you can get a lot of contact with native speakers by listening to podcasts, because you have all these native podcasts out there. And then you can improve your speaking with people from all around the world, because there are three times as many non-native speakers in the world, and it's easier to find people to practice your English with other non-natives than it is with natives. But if you're doing that, it's important to get that base of listening, because then your English is just going to get better and better and smooth over time.
Wouldn't it be great if there were some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our real-life native immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use real native English and make it a permanent part of your life in a way that is fun, natural, and convenient. The best part is you can try it for free with our three-part Power Learning series. We will send it to your email. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod, that's P-O-D, to sign up. Now let's get back to today's podcast lesson. So the next one, number four, the fourth way, is that podcasts help you break through the plateau. So what the heck does that mean, Justin, to break through a plateau?
Well, it's kind of like, think about like putting together a puzzle. So oftentimes, you know, you don't really understand what's happening in the puzzle if there aren't enough pieces there. And so if your listening comprehension is like in the 40 to 50% range, maybe you don't have enough of the pieces. You don't have enough of the building blocks, the vocabulary, the grammar, the tools to really understand and get the general idea, get the gist of what's happening. But little by little, you start improving. But then there comes a point when it's like there are enough of the pieces of the puzzle that you can see, you can start seeing the picture of what's happening. Like in a puzzle, you put enough of the pieces there and then you can see the picture, right? And so with that context, you can guess what else is happening. It's the exact same way with speaking. You have enough of the tools, so you get up in the 50, 60, 65%, and then all of a sudden, the other 35% that you don't understand makes sense because you understand the context.
Totally. So that idea of the plateau, it's kind of like when you have a graph, right? And it's like going up, going up, going up, but then all of a sudden it like flattens out. And it's very much like that with our learning in the beginning, because you don't know anything, it's like knowledge comes so quickly. But I think especially with like listening at first, it kind of can have that, you'll kind of feel like that, like I don't understand anything, but then as you're patient and everything, you start picking up more of those pieces, it becomes clear, as Justin was saying.
Recently, I read a book about habits, and they talk about basically like 32 degrees is the melting point. The book is Atomic Habits by James Clear. But so 32 degrees is the melting point of ice. But, you know, you take 25 degrees, it starts heating up, 26 degrees, 27, nothing's happening. 28 degrees, 29 degrees, and you can't perceive any difference. But when it hits 32 degrees, all of a sudden it starts to melt. So sometimes...
Of course, this is Fahrenheit, right?
Yeah, sorry. So you have negative 5 degrees Celsius, and then negative 4, negative 3. So 1 degree, nothing happens. And then all of a sudden at 0 Celsius, it starts melting.
Yeah, because I was thinking, oh gosh, it has to be really hot for the ice to melt. Yeah.
So kind of like what you're talking about, Justin, I think we defined this actually in another podcast. It's called a tipping point. And what exactly is a tipping point, Andrea?
So when you kind of plateau, when you reach that period in your language learning where maybe you feel like you're not really progressing anymore and you're not kind of sure how to get to the next level, you find something that's your tipping point, like a breakthrough in your learning that's going to get you to the next stage.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like you're pushing like a boulder, a big rock, up a hill, and it's like it just seems impossible. You just keep pushing, and it almost seems like nothing's happening, but then you eventually get to the top and you give it like one more little effort, and it seems like all of a sudden, you know, it's moving on its own. So it's kind of, a lot of times we'll feel like this, like we're putting in all this effort, nothing's happening, but then all of a sudden all of that effort will pay off, and it can almost seem like, you know, it's this like breakthrough, like Andrea said, but a lot of times it's because you've put in all that investment in the past.
And a lot of that breakthrough, a lot of that, it starts accelerating your improvement. And it's not just because you get the general idea. It's because you get the general idea and then it becomes more engaging because you know the general idea. It's more fun. And ultimately, that leads to more understanding. You listen more. You practice more because it's fun. And it just accelerates your learning in every way.
Yeah, that's why it's really important not to give up at that point where it gets too difficult, because you're so close to that point and that tipping point, that breakthrough. And it can be a really special moment when you get there. And like you said, Justin, you know, really motivate you even more to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we have three more ways that podcasts help to transform your English in your life. Number five is that they are the key to lifelong fluency.
So with this one, oftentimes you'll start listening to podcasts and you'll never stop because you hit that tipping point and you realize, oh my gosh, I can understand natives. You realize that podcasts are awesome. You realize that you discovered these authors, these podcast creators, and you realize that you just want to keep listening to them. So it just becomes a daily habit. It becomes something that fits in your life so conveniently, and it's fun and it's natural. You just keep doing it. But also, you're warming up your brain every day. So wherever you live in the world, you know, you can go and do a study abroad experience and you can be immersed in English and get fluent. But that fluency is going to go away if you don't use it. You use it or lose it. That's the expression, right?
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah. So ultimately, if you stop listening to English or you stop like using English in your everyday life, then it's going to go away. But podcasts, no matter where you are in the world, if you have a smartphone, you can download podcasts to that phone and immerse your life in English.
It's like you said, Justin, maybe it even becomes an addiction. You have to like seek help because you're just so in love with podcasts.
Yeah, and you'll get so stressed out because you don't have the time anymore to listen to them, because you're doing it while you're washing the dishes, while you're doing your chores, and then yeah, you won't know what to do anymore.
You're doing it at work. You're doing it at work, and then your boss comes along and you can't work anymore.
So the next way is that they wake you up to your potential in life.
So first, they wake you up to your potential in English in a big way. So you start, you know, building your toolbox of strategies, and you have this huge base for fluency by listening to natives. And if you have other strategies to go along with that, you're going to go really far with it. But most importantly, and this goes way beyond English, is you have all these new ideas come into your head, because a lot of podcasts are really transformative. They're almost like university courses that are new ideas from different places in the world and different thinkers, and it's quite revolutionary in that sense.
Totally. It's like so incredible just how much free knowledge is out there for the taking. And I especially love like these different podcasts that tend to interview people who are kind of like experts in their area. So you have like the Tim Ferriss podcast, you have School of Greatness with Lewis Howes, you have Making Sense, which Justin turned me on to. And there's like all these podcast hosts, they find people who are experts in their field, and they like kind of come on and they kind of give their sort of their two cents, their kind of like drops of wisdom that they've acquired from, you know, studying something for so long. And it's like, you can get that just from listening to a podcast in 30 minutes or an hour, or, you know, an hour and a half, depending on which one you choose. But it's just like incredible that you can kind of like learn about so many different things while you're on your way to work, while you're stuck in traffic, while you're in line at the supermarket.
I think that's what's so great, is that it's like going back to killing two birds with one stone again as well. But then if you really stick with it and, you know, you improve and you're starting to understand more, like there's just so much more potential there for you to learn about. And it doesn't even just become about your English. It becomes about other things as well, to do with life in general and the topics that you're interested in. And you can just learn so many more things.
It's a great way to connect with people as well. Find people who from other places who are listening to that same podcast, and then this gives you something beyond English to discuss with them. And the English just becomes ultimately the byproduct of that relationship.
Or I think like another really fantastic thing you can do, which is really great for actually like helping yourself to conceptualize ideas, is like listen to a podcast in English talking about something, and then like go to someone from your family or to your wife or husband or to, you know, a friend, and explain to them like what you listen to. And actually, like, you know, that will help you, for one, kind of taking what you listen to in English and like being able to explain it in your own language, but also kind of, it's just going to help you in your mind kind of concretize what you learned in that podcast. Plus you're getting to share it with other people who are going to benefit from that learning.
And you build your own little community of people who are listening to that podcast, right?
More podcast addicts.
Yeah. It's like a podcast club, like a book club.
I thought you were going to say like a podcast cult.
Okay.
It's a great way to explain an idea. Oftentimes with real life English with our team, actually, this is something like Ethan and I, especially over the years, like I'll listen to a podcast or you read a book, and it's just something I really want to pass the idea to Ethan, and I'll explain it to him a little bit, but I'll be like, hey, just listen to the author, listen to this podcast, listen to this interview, and he'll listen to it and he'll get it. And maybe he'll go and read the book, or maybe he won't, but at least that brings him to the point where it's like we're synchronized in our understanding.
Mm-hmm. It creates kind of like a synergy where we're on the same level thinking about something. What's synergy, Justin?
Synergy is 1 + 1 = 3.
This is actually a value of ours at Real Life English, is that we believe that synergy is something that is extremely important in order to be able to work together productively as a team. And it's like Justin said, it's making 1 + 1 not equal 2, but equal 3. And this is kind of like, you can think about that two people are able to come up with something that didn't even exist before. So it's kind of like that really impossible sounding math, but it's what can happen when you're really able to kind of unleash that creative energy with another person.
It's the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, ultimately.
Exactly.
It's the all of them put together end up creating like this great energy, like a something additional.
Totally. So I think that's a great point to jump into the last way that podcasts will help you to transform your English in your life, and this one especially your life, is that podcasts, like your English, connect you to the world.
Yes, right now, the world is just exploding with podcasts. A lot of people don't realize this because maybe in their countries, it's not as common. It's taken a little bit longer, but in the English world, podcasts are really accelerating. They're growing, I don't know how much every year, but something like 20% of Americans listen to podcasts right now. And I've seen in other countries where it's like almost doubling every year. But this is something where it's happening all around the world. And if you want your ideas to be exported to the world, you create a podcast in English, no matter what your native language is, ultimately. But this is something where you realize as you listen to podcasts, you're kind of leaving the information and cultural sphere of your country, because oftentimes we always grow up in our tribe, in our family, in our country, in our language, and that's very limited. And so it's really nice to diversify your information and go beyond borders, step outside of your own country, your own way of looking at the world, and get that global perspective, kind of like going out into space, looking at the world from that third person perspective. And you see that really borders aren't really real in that sense.
Yeah, I think like a really great example of this is something that's been happening very recently is, well, we just did a few podcasts ago, we talked about the topic of racism. And there's like really deep but very important topics like this. And you can go and like listen to different podcasts about this, and like they have on like different expert interviews, and it's really interesting because you can hear different points of views on like, you know, really what's happening and kind of what needs to happen here in order to transform, you know, and really I think that's just so beneficial that you're able to like go out there and hear from people who are like the leading investigators, the leading researchers in these kind of fields and everything, and they can help you to really like broaden your perspective and reflect so much on your own place in the world.
Yeah, and even listen to real accounts of, you know, and real experiences of people as well, because often you get to actually find out about what's happening in a specific place that maybe wouldn't get documented on the news or in the newspapers and things like that. So it's limitless, really, and there's so much potential for what you can learn and what you can find out about other countries as well that maybe you don't see so much in mainstream media.
Yeah, and in a big way that's ultimately about becoming a global citizen, to recognize that, really develop that perspective that no matter what divides us, what unites us is far greater. And I think as you learn about the world, you realize that our differences are much less than we have originally imagined. It's not about language. It's not about just our concepts, what other nationalities are, what other religions are, or races are, or anything.
Yeah. I think that's the perfect place for us to wrap up on this topic. And we actually have a special present for you along with today's podcast. Do you want to tell them about that, Justin?
Yeah. So it's actually a lesson from our Native Immersion course. It's a PDF power lesson that basically covers an entire episode of this podcast, and it's how to revolutionize your English with podcasts. And this is actually going more into the connected speech and really the mechanics of listening and how to understand native speakers, how we cut and connect our words. So that free present you can find for free on this podcast show notes at reallifeglobal.com/podcast-transform, and download that free episode with the power lesson and the spaced repetition Anki file.
Yeah. Plus, if you go over there, you'll also get all the vocabulary expressions, all the links to everything we mentioned in today's podcast. So thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that you got inspired. I hope you'll go out there and search for some new podcasts that you haven't listened to yet, in addition to our own. And we'll see you next week on the Real Life English Podcast. Yeah. Hey again. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all of the notes, like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Then I have a couple great recommendations for you. First of all, check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, music, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Second, if you like our podcast, then our real-life native immersion course is perfect for you. It is the next best thing to studying abroad in an English-speaking country. Try it for free with our three-part power learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.